This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. John, back to you.
Well, I know some of the class doesn't make it here with us until the second hour, so I just want to quickly go back to the first link from hour one. Hear the Watchman at Knoxville, September 30th to October 2nd. If you've been listening, you probably remember back when Hear the Watchman was coming to Dallas. I talked about that up until, and they even gave a report afterwards. Well, the news is that I will be going to Hear the Watchman in Knoxville. With one big difference, that is this time I'm wearing a speaker's badge. So if you can make it there and want to be able to get some good in-depth questions and answers, there's an opportunity. So I want to try and finish off some of the other articles from Hour 1. One I think of particular importance, corporate defaults are climbing. And this is just one of those indicators on where we are in the scheme of things. And the chart goes back to 2004. And if you have that pulled up, current number of defaults is about twice what it was in 2008. So if you're looking at the lead up to what can happen, we're already in serious territory. Between 2008 and 2009, the corporate defaults jumped, and 2009 currently is the largest number in this recent past, and that's at about twice the level of what we've experienced so far in 2016. And if you look at how it's running up from 2014, 2015, 2016, you're seeing a little bit of an exponential curve going on. So that suggests that 2017 we could hit or exceed what we saw in 2009. So fasten your seatbelts and be ready, because it looks like we're quickly running out of time for the storm hitting us here.
Yeah, and I'm seeing more business stress. I'm seeing fewer customers. I really am. I'm seeing more closures. But in Springfield, Missouri, I'm seeing more restaurants, more chain restaurants being built. I don't understand. Springfield, Missouri is a home of churches, restaurants, hospitals, and government. Oh, and banks. That's what I see.
Well, part of what's down in the financial section talks about Ruby Tuesday closing 95 locations and Logan's Restaurant going bankrupt. So it's not a good time for restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember we were considering having our meetups at Logan's, and we talked to them, and they had a back room. It just wasn't big enough, so that didn't work out, so we never went there. But yeah, I'm seeing properties being bulldozed, nice properties, John. In near Lebanon, Missouri, there was a great building. It was like a school, and it became a business, and it was abandoned for several years, and it just got bulldozed down. I mean, it's huge. It was like, you know, a beautiful brick building didn't look like it needed much to turn it into something pretty significant. Now it's just bulldozed and they're going to plant grass there. And in Springfield, Missouri, what they do is they bulldoze really nice buildings. And if the company can't make it or pay the taxes, boom, they just destroy the building. And, you know, somebody looking from outer space at us, they've got to be laughing at us, saying, what a bunch of jerks. They take perfectly good properties, they build banks, they build cities on top of the most fertile ground. They could use that for really good agricultural purposes, but they don't. They pave it over. And then they build buildings that are usable, but then they destroy them. They've got to be laughing at us, thinking, what a bunch of jerks we are.
Well, if you think that's bad, now we've talked a little bit about this. Microsoft has its assistant Cortana that's built into the Windows 10 operating system. Mm-hmm. And you did have the option of turning Cortana off, and I do put that as past tense, because now that we're past the point of the free update, which you know, you've probably experienced what I have if you're running on Windows, where it would nag you consistently on updating and and how the update process every month got to take hours and hours. In fact, the last one before the free update expired took like 5 hours to get the updates installed. Since then, the update process runs very quickly. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but there is the Windows 10 Anniversary Edition that is now being pushed out. And again, with Windows 10, you don't get the option of saying what updates you want. You will get the updates and you will take them. Resistance is futile. And with the Windows 10 Anniversary Edition, you no longer have the option of turning off Cortana. There are some manipulations you can do to not use it for the search option, but as far as turning it off entirely, that's not available. You will be surveilled, and you know, just get used to it, because that's the world that not just Microsoft is after, but the government, the corporations, and it's I know one of your hot buttons.
I can't stand it. I absolutely can't stand it. I can't stand the thought of Apple, and I keep thinking about the cloud, and people are backing up to the cloud. How idiotic it is to think that these guys won't be looking at your information that's on their servers in the cloud, where you don't even know where it is. If you were angry with these companies for misuse of your information, you wouldn't even know where to go. I mean, if you wanted to confront them, where would you go? What would that address be? I don't know. And they're certainly not going to tell you, citing corporate security, right? The equivalent of national security to corporations. I don't want to do it, John. And I understand that Apple, when you, and maybe I'm wrong, but I understand that Apple automatically backed up your phone if you had an iPhone without you even knowing about it. Well, maybe somewhere buried in the fine print, but off to the cloud, your pictures and images and texts and all that stuff went. I can't prove it, but that's what I was led to believe.
I guess I should take a side trip too, because there's been information going around how the Obama administration is turning over control of the internet to an international body. And yes, that is going on. But it's not as big a deal as some places would like to make out with their alarmist headlines. You will probably see no difference there. And while this, you know, could lead to some problems, the thing is that the problems are already there. If you look at the, you know, terms of service that you have to agree to, whether it's for getting your connection to the internet through your ISP, and it doesn't matter which one you choose there. If you're hosting a website, you still have those terms of service. And buried in that terms of service is basically, if you host material that they find offensive, you can lose your privileges. They can basically, they are doing that already, and they can tighten that up anytime they want to, so that, those of us trying to present, good information, and those of us that actually talk about, the real Jesus, not the, ATM Jesus, we can very quickly find ourselves shut off from being able to get our voice heard.
And that's a tremendous concern. That's a tremendous concern to me, John. It really is. Because if you look at journalism today, where are the journalists? Where are they? Well, I think they've adopted the same MO as government employees. And the government employees are concerned, number one, about the retirement, their pension, and their jobs. And I think that's what journalists, alleged journalists, are concerned about right now. Because if you look at what's happening with the images of Hillary versus Donald, you don't see very many of the rallies that Donald's holding with full rooms of people. And when you look at Hillary's, you don't see the empty rooms because they're all hidden from us. And I think that the media is extremely biased. And whatever happened to reporting the news? Okay, now it's manipulating the message, so the optics look really good for whatever the owners of the media want us to feel, believe, and see. And there's that old adage that he who owns the media makes the rules. No question about it. It's absolutely, positively true. And I've been fired as a result of it. I've been fired 7 times. And some of those times were regarding the message that I was sending out over the airwaves. Like, number one, fire Greg Burris in Springfield, Missouri, the city manager, for poisoning people with fluoride. I said that many times, gave out his phone number, and pretty soon that and my comments about Walmart and a specific Baptist church, Ridgeway Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri, that got me fired. So you can't, if you think that you can have an open microphone and say whatever you think, I certainly don't want to use profanity, but if you think that you can get your message out without ramifications or repercussions and being fired, well, it's probably not the case. Because I am proof that you can get fired for saying the truth right here on USA Prepares. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, years. SolarC is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to learn more about Hear the Watchman Conference, you can go to usapreparis.com, page number 1, and there's a link that will take you right to the information in the website for Hear the Watchman Conference, and you can learn more about what you need to do in order to spend some time with Captain John Reagan in person. John, very quickly, I just saw something on the news during the break, and here it is. Two friends of a Penn State professor have been charged with his murder after allegedly pushing him 80 feet off a cliff into a quarry because they thought they were named in his will. You know, I've seen firsthand someone say, "Die, die, I wish you would just die and get it over with." And what was that all about? Well, that was about inheritance. I can't believe it. We're talking about an elderly woman in her 80s, and one of her soon-to-be relatives, a guy who was going to marry into the family, was hoping that she would die quickly so that he would be able to marry into the family and receive some of the inheritance. Absolute outrage. The kind of things that are going on now. The murders and the mayhem and the killings and the stabbings and the shootings and the rest of it. Okay, John, back to you.
Well, speaking of disgusting things, you know, the email in the closet situation that is still causing certain presidential candidate some problems. The last link from Hour One, Major Disclosure, is what it's entitled. It's Confessions of a Retired U.S. Army Major. And this officer was an Army intelligence officer, and he managed a special access program, SAP, that is one of the things that Hillary is alleged to have broadcast in her emails. And this article gets into how things work in the classified world. I know most people haven't lived in that environment, and even many of those in the military don't operate at this level. I operated in the sensitive compartmented information level that it's referred to in here, the TSSCI. And when you get read on that, you have to go to a SCIF, Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. And it was kind of interesting that it's myself and a young lieutenant from my office that our clearances had come through about the same time, and we went there and were read in on some. And he actually got another compartment that I didn't have, and it was so classified that I don't even know what the abbreviation of the designation is, much less what the compartment covered. And this is, you know, somebody that worked in the same room as I did. So this level of security is really serious. SAP, Special Access Programs, are far beyond that. And even the, it says here, the names of the SAP themselves are classified top secret. So it's a very, very serious breach that, you know, she deserves a nice tour in prison instead of a tour in the White House. And if you have any, if you don't have any idea of how serious it is, you know, take a look at that article. If we get a chance in the future show, it would probably take about an hour just to discuss that one article, and we may get to that. In the meantime, getting back to the economy, how a million loss becomes a quarter million gain, and this is talking about the employment situation. And the title of the article is How the BLS Fudges Job Report Numbers with Seasonal Adjustments. And I tell you that the type of seasonal adjustments they do is absolutely nothing like what I learned in the statistical classes that I've taken, both the undergraduate and graduate levels. So it turns out that for July, there was actually a 1 million job loss reported. But by the time they finished applying the adjustments, yeah, alakazam, we've got over a quarter million jobs added to the economy, vote Democrat.
John, you've been reporting the lies for over 4 years right here on USA Prepares. You've been saying that they're lying, 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 and here it is, right here. If you go to the financial...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, as you were talking about the BLS, lying with statistics, or lying with just numbers, I was thinking back to Norm Shuley. I asked him if there was such thing as a congenital liar, congenital meaning from birth, liar meaning unable to tell the truth, and he said absolutely. So maybe the BLS employs only congenital liars as well. Please continue.
Let me go through the next three rather quickly, because I want to get to the spend time on the last two before we run out of time today. Hall calling rusted hydrogen, if you have iron and it oxidizes, you have rust. If you have hydrogen that oxidates, you get water, so I call it rusted hydrogen. And the article is Methods to Transport Emergency Water from Source to Home. And, you know, perhaps you've managed to identify a source of water for when you no longer get any from the tap. Perhaps you have a small stream or a pond nearby that you'd be able to go to and get water. But, you know, have you actually gone and done that yet? You know, water's heavy. You know, 8 pounds per gallon. If you shut off your water and try to, even get into survival mode on water for, just what you need to drink, prepare food and sanitation, that's going to be several gallons a day. How do you plan on getting it from that water source? And if you haven't identified a water source, then you've got an even bigger problem. This article covers some of the ways you can do that with water jugs, wagons and carts, and don't forget the water filters. So I put that up there for your perusal. Let's let you know that we've talked about how shipping has been having problems. The Wall Street Journal reports that about 1,000 ships haul capacity of 52 million metric tons of cargo are going to be sold for scrap this year, and they're not being replaced. And we've also talked about the fungus attacking bananas. I got the link called Bananageddon. This is just an update. So within the next 5 to 10 years, this fungal disease is expected to wipe out all banana crops. So, enjoy them while you can, because not only are they going extinct, once the supply chain goes down, unless you are growing your own, you won't be able to have bananas anyway. Did you want to comment on any of those before we go on?
Very quickly, I bought a water buffalo, which is a trailer with a stainless steel tank on it, military surplus, many years ago because we had a drought. And it holds 300 gallons of water, 300 gallons. That's 2,400 pounds of water. Add the trailer in there, and you're probably at close to 3,500 pounds just to move 300 gallons of water. So you're absolutely right. Water is really heavy. And you talked about mold. And that's what you're talking about next, right? Mold, mildew. In Washington, the Jefferson Memorial and the headstones at Arlington National Cemetery are black. They are becoming black because of what they call black slime. It's black mold, and we've reported that this is happening here, right here at the farm. I talked about our roof, and it's now making national news. And, John, I'm seeing a little clearer skies because they're spraying less, and I think pretty soon people will absolutely have had it, and there will be massive demonstrations about it. By the way, Dane Wigington is scheduled to be on this Friday with us at USA Prepares, geoengineeringwatch.org. Back to you.
Well, next is the EROI. That's the Energy Return on Investment. And Chris Martinson included a bit of this in his crash course. And it's really an important aspect of what we're seeing. Because everything that goes on in the economy and then the financial abstraction from that really is all based on energy. And it's not the cost of the energy that's really important. It's the energy for the energy that's important. Because, as you know, with cost, that can go higher, and especially with the make-believe currency that we have, that can somewhat keep pace with that increase. But the problem is, in real life, it takes energy to get energy. And I'll just go ahead and scroll down to there's a chart, typical Bakken well production and energy return on investment energy ratios. Back in the 1930s, the ratio was 100 to 1. So it took the energy of one barrel of oil to get 100 barrels out of the ground. By the 70s, that was 30 to 1. So that one barrel of energy would only get you 30 barrels out of the ground. And by 2000, that was down to 11 for 1. Now, with the advanced techniques we're using, which, you know, only work for so long, they run out of good supply much quicker than the old-style wells do. We had reached 18 to 1 on that, but the shale oil typically gets a 5 to 1 ratio, tar sands, but somewhere between 2 and 4 to 1. And when you get down that low, it's it's not much that you can do. There's a graphic above that. There ain't such a thing as a free lunch. And it talks about it that I'm gonna start at the bottom. At 30 to 1, you have a prosperous lifestyle as well as spare energy. At 20 to 1, you can have a basic set of consumer items. You know, what you use in your home, fridges, cooktops, radio, TV, cars, that's all. At 10 to 1, you can have minimal health care and some education, but that's all. At 8 to 1, you can provide a living to the oil field worker, the refinery worker, and the truck driver, and the farmer, but that's it. At 5 to 1, you can put something in the truck and deliver it, but that's it. At 3 to 1, you can run a truck with it. And have spare energy to build and maintain the truck and the roads and bridges, but that's it. At 1.3 to 1, you can dispatch it to a filling station, but that's it. At 1.2 to 1, you can refine it to diesel, but that's it. And at 1.1 to 1, you basically just have enough energy to pump it out of the ground, but that's it. And we don't have a good substitute for oil and gas. The good news is that there is enough natural gas out there to get us down the road a few decades. But reality starts creeping in where, you know, they've found all kinds of ways of lying about our financial condition, but they're not going to be able to lie about physics very much longer. And I just offer this up as a heads up, and you know, it kind of gets to what I talk about, that the closer you are to an Amish style lifestyle, the better off you'll be, because they're still dependent on the supply chain, but much less so than the rest of us. And being able to raise your own food without electricity and petroleum products will be very handy for a long future in the future. Vincent?
John, down the road from us, you've been at the farmhouse, and I can't describe exactly where this is very well on the radio, but there's a farm that they could plant about easily about 100 acres of corn or whatever they wanted to plant. And that farm was sold a couple times. Ultimately, the Amish bought it about a year or two ago. And they're out there with their horse and plow. And they worked on it for days and days and days. And they were probably able to get maybe 10 acres of corn planted, 10, on this farm that would have supported 10 times that much with a tractor. So, yeah, the Amish can do things that the rest of us need tractors to do. However, they can't do it in the scale that we can do it. I could have ripped up, plowed that field with one of our tractors in a day, and rather than weeks, and I could have had it planted in a day. I mean, I could have been done in a couple days. And it took them weeks and weeks, and they got, you know, 10 acres rather than 100 acres done. So, yes, you're absolutely right. But the scale is different. And when we run out of fuel, we are really in serious, serious trouble. And what I'm finding, John, is that used tractors are really hard to find at a reasonable price. Really hard to find a good used tractor. Nobody in their right mind wants to sell a good used tractor. Nobody. Because the new ones cost so much, they use more fuel, and you can't maintain them. Because you have to go back to the dealer for the computer maintenance of your tractor. So nobody wants to do that. So now we have a tractor problem. And who's done that? Well, I guess that would be the government with the EPA and all the things that they're doing to us to make sure that farming is becoming more and more difficult. And then John Deere's in the mix with making sure that their computer service, you can't get in there without violating their copyrights on their software. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And I'm thinking about this time I was in a vehicle with a former state representative in Missouri. And I asked him, tell me about this ethanol and the gasoline. You guys have really messed up gasoline. You messed it up to the point where it doesn't last as long because you're requiring ethanol being mixed 10% in the gasoline. It doesn't provide the BTUs. We get worse mileage, and it destroys the fuel systems. And I said, how'd that happen? He goes, well, we were pressured into doing it. I said, did you ever take a science class? Because it takes about a gallon of energy to make a gallon of ethanol. What were you thinking? And that's what you were talking about, John. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back was a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John, to put an exclamation point on what you mentioned, according to this internet post, ethanol from corn costs about $1.74 per gallon to produce compared to 95 cents to produce a gallon of gasoline. That's as of March 6, 2009. So it takes about 70% more energy to make ethanol than the ethanol actually has in it. It's dumb. It is absolutely dumb.
Yeah, but isn't that the definition of government?
Absolutely.
Real quickly before we leave that, I do want to get to declare all assets, but there is a nice alternative that our founding fathers used to raise, and that is the hemp plant. It's great for food, it's great for fuel, but it was made illegal not because you can get high off of it, but because it was too much competition for the petroleum industry. So, declaring all assets, you know, Greece is in very severe financial straits right now. They're looking at implementing a wealth tax, and you have to declare all assets to the tax authority, even down to a 1 euro level. It's a ridiculous intrusion on and reporting requirement for people, and it's not sustainable in that way, and I want to bring out two things. One, how bad a wealth tax is, because whether or not people got their wealth through, you know, fair or unfair means, we can debate that at another time. The thing is that the people that are considered wealthy don't have very much of their assets in cash. Most of their assets are in stocks, bonds, and real estate. So if you're going to tax wealth, what's going to happen is they have to sell those assets to pay the tax. That puts a downward pressure on prices. So for those that manage to stay in the middle class, what do you invest in? stocks, bonds, real estates. What are your pension funds invested in? Stocks, bonds, real estates. So to impose a wealth tax on the wealthy is going to cause those assets for the middle class to be destroyed as well. Now, the other side of this is the registration of assets. And this is where blockchain technology comes into being. And it's like I've said before, when it comes to gun registration, there's no way gun registration is going to pass here in America, even if the witch manages to get in. However, just like Greece, I see where the bad Financial Times would lead to a wealth tax, and you will have to register all assets into the blockchain technology. Well, all assets would include your guns, so while we wouldn't have gun registration per se, all your guns will be registered. And it's this, insane blockchain technology that, leads to total control over people. And what has to be changed from the Bitcoin blockchain technology is the one that's going to hold the currency of the New World Order is the government has to have a way of reallocating that, whether it's, for legitimate purposes like, transferring it to your heirs or for their purposes of confiscating it just because they feel like it. Once that technology, which I'm sure has already been coded and ready to implement, is out there and we're forced into that digital currency, digital asset world where even if you own stocks and bonds right now, they're you typically don't get the certificates. They're stored on a computer system for you for easy transactions. It's all out of your control.
And as I think about what you're saying, John, so I go to the auto parts store and I get a wheel seal for our trailer. And then when that wheel seal is tracked, they go, what do you need a wheel seal for? I just want to have one. Oh, really? Well, it fits this kind of trailer. You must have that kind of trailer. I can see where this is going, can't you?
Exactly.
John Reagan, thanks so much for another brilliant class right here on USA for Paris. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.